The service for the seventh Sunday of Easter, May 17th, 2026. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father. For you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gospel reading now from John 17. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you have given them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you have sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. This is our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A sermon entitled, Eyes Lifted to Heaven. This fallen world into which we have been born remains truly amazing. God's beautiful design surrounds us in nature. God's design is clear in how we ourselves were made, body, mind, and soul. It's not unusual to find ourselves in awe of a sunset, or a constellation, or a number of other wonders which leave us godsmacked. Yet, simultaneously, we realize that something is off. The world isn't the place it should be. We can imagine it being still better than how it is. The world for which we yearn is a place of no more disease, war, pain, heartache, or death. It's a place of peace, harmony, and bliss. We have some deep-seated awareness that we once came from a place like that. We have a longing to return to it. Well, to those who relate to what I am talking about, I have some really good news to share. It starts with bad news, which is that we were created in paradise to live there, but due to sin, we were banished. We who were created by the Almighty from the dust of the earth and received from God the breath of life must one day breathe our last and return to dust. Our souls will then exist in the realm of the dead. But here now is the good news, which is well summed up in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That says it all, really. Our African brothers and sisters translate the Greek word agape, or love, as love grasps. This nicely implies that our wonderful Creator has reached down to us in our lost condition in order to grasp onto us. This happened when the only Son of God became a human being. He is Jesus, who graciously took upon himself the sins of the whole world. He had said in John 3:15 that so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Jesus paid the penalty of the world's sins when he died, lifted up on Calvary's cruel crucifixion cross. all who trust in him receive forgiveness, and with that eternal life after they die, upon the renewed world, which Christ also redeemed. Verification is his resurrection, which was followed by his ascension back to the right hand of God the Father. Yes, we who believe and are baptized are born again and have a new beginning and a new start. We anticipate Jesus coming again when the world will return to what it once was. We too will then either be changed or resurrected, having new bodies better than these we now have. We might say that we and the world are God's restoration project. Believing what we do finds us looking in a different direction than what we otherwise would. It finds us looking away from this present world and in the direction of heaven. That's how Jesus lived in this world. We note this in today's gospel lesson from John 17, for there we are informed of how Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven. He looked away from this world and to his Father. He spent much time conversing with his Father. He prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you." Yes, not only was this his prayer, but it was Jesus' heartfelt desire to glorify the Father with all that he said and did. He was glad to do that by providing all flesh, and specifically those given to believe in him, eternal life. Yes, these are all those who come to know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom the Father has sent. It was Jesus' goal and desire to glorify the Father on earth, having accomplished the work that he gave his Son to do. Friends, as those born again into the family of God through faith in Christ, the ways and desires of Jesus become our own. We too lift our own eyes away from this world and towards our Father who art in heaven. We also pray to him. Our prayer is that we would glorify God in both word and deed. Our prayer, too, is that we would at last be taken from this world as it now is, to be restored in paradise. But that's not yet. Jesus has left the world in the form he once was amongst us. In his prayer, Jesus spoke of how soon I am no longer in the world, I am coming to the Father. He then expressed concern for us who still are in the world. He prayed, "I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one." Consequently, the reality is that for the time being, we remain in this world to glorify our God, looking up to the Father and struggling against the devil, this world, and our own sinful nature. As our present culture is walking away from God and the Christian values of many of our ancestors, we who still are walking in his ways are looking more and more out of step with the culture. Here are some examples. Realizing that death approaches, the world promotes that you should get the most out of life for yourself while you can and before it's all over. To do this is going to take a lot of money. Therefore, scheme as best you can to get rich. However, you'll be better if you can get rich quick. The world sees little value in actually working. An easy way would be to win the lottery. Another is to be a gold digger, literally or figuratively. If you can manipulate the stock market and get rich that way, then good for you. You can then have the funds to support an extravagant lifestyle, as well as the time and freedom required for all the awesome adventures that await. However, something else that might tie you down and keep you from all these adventures that are on your bucket list is traditional family life. Forget about being committed to only one spouse, and for that matter, forget about having children. They take away both your time and energy and drain your finances. How much freer it is not to have these encumbrances. And certainly when it comes to your time, use it for yourself, not for others. Forget about being concerned for a neighbor. Forget about volunteering. For that matter, forget about a worship life in the congregation. Keep that time as well as those offerings all for yourself. Let's be honest, as we live in this fallen world, it's not hard for us to be swept over and taken in by this same line of logic. Life is short. This may be all there is. Let's make the most of our time in this world as it is. After all, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Yes, it's a temptation for us to look down towards what is instead of looking up to what we hope is coming. Hence, Jesus prayed for us that we do not fall into this temptation. And what will help us to resist forsaking the faith and going the way of this present world is the Word of God, along with prayer. In his prayer to the Father, Jesus said, "For I have given them the words that you gave me, that they have received then and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me." Later he would add, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." You see, it's our time in God's Word that is used by the Holy Spirit to lift our eyes to heaven. It's also used to help us pray. Our prayer echoes that of Jesus when he prayed, "Holy Father, keep them in your name which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one." Thus we pray as Jesus taught, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." You see, we work in this world not just to make money, but because work is a good thing that glorifies God and serves our neighbor. It's to answer our vocations, which changes as we pass through life's various stages. This is the calling of God upon our lives. It may or may not be things for which we get paid. Our calling certainly includes family life for most people, but with some exceptions, that will be listening to the Lord when he said, "Be fruitful and multiply." After all, it says in Psalm 127, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward." Parenting is not always easy and challenges abound, but children are a blessing. A benediction from Psalm 128 is, "May you live to see your children's children." Those of you who have, I'm sure, agree. Nor is worship life, especially in the congregation, a waste of time, but an essential use of it. This is the case when our gatherings center around the Word of God. Remember what Jesus said, that his word is truth, and it sanctifies us, strengthening us that we keep looking up, believing in Jesus, looking forward to when the world is at last transformed back into what it was supposed to be. It is also in gathering that we encourage one another, breaking bread together at the table of the Lord. This is also where our prayers and praises join together and ascend unto the Lord. What hope we have. Eden will return. We look forward to that. In fact, living more for that world than we do for this present world in which we remain. May God keep us and our loved ones always in this faith. May God use us to share the good news of salvation with others, that they too might be restored. A scripture that I treasure, having it on a plaque on our wall, sums up today's meditation. It is from Colossians 3. "Seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth." Do what Jesus did when he lifted up his eyes to heaven and prayed. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.